You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yes, the situation on Manus Island continues to worsen every week. The detainees have locked themselves in the centre and are refusing to leave. While food and medicine is being denied to them by authorities, many are calling the situation a humanitarian crisis, with the UN and other international NGOs shocked at the treatment of the detainees by the Australian government. New Zealand Prime Minister is offering to take 150 of the detainees. However, the Australian government has turned down the offer. Earlier, I spoke to commentator Tracy Barnett about the situation as it currently stands, and I began by asking what she has made of New Zealand's response to the situation.
I think her response has been a breath of fresh air from our previous government, but she has to tread carefully, and I think she knows that. She has made clear that this offer sticks, that this, what is going on now in Manus and Nauru, shouldn't stand, and that is something that I think most of the New Zealand government, that is something the New Zealand people, I think, can be very proud of.
Some have come out and said that the New Zealand government should go even further and take all the refugees. What do you make of this?
Well, again, I think our Prime Minister is treading carefully. I think she's looking at what has historically stood as a deal from 2013 between John Key and Julia Gillard and is working from that number. I think she also knows that the Australians are looking first and foremost at the deal on the table from the U.S., which is for 1,250. And as we now know, the Australians are using that deal to push our offer to the back of the line.
Is that deal still on the table, the U.S. one?
It is, but it may take months and months and months because under the Trump administration and extreme vetting, I think they will have to reevaluate each of these cases anew. And so this isn't anything that's going to be happening anytime soon in the immediate future.
What do you say to the people who say that Ardern's response is threatening diplomatic relations with Australia and that New Zealand should just back off?
I think that Australia is doing something quite effectively, and it's creating a media machine to go against the notion that these men are worthy of us helping. And they've been very effective at it, actually. I think they have done it in the past by trolling out, for example, 164 people coming across in four boats. As a matter of fact, just this morning, our Prime Minister mentioned and confirmed the fact that these four boats were actually historical allegations. In other words, they are not intelligence that came through any time in her tenure. In other words, Australia is creating this media narrative to say, the boats are coming, and they've done that for years and years and years effectively in Australia to act as fear-mongering.
Why is it, do you think, that Australia seems reluctant to accept any offer from New Zealand to take detainees?
Well, initially, their first claim was that this would create a backdoor, quote-unquote, for potential future people smugglers to essentially have people come in through New Zealand and then people then jump across the Tasman to Australia. But in fact, what Jacinda Ardern has done is close that back door by saying that should we take these men, she has agreed that they will not be able to go on to Australia. But having said that, this is a little bit of public posturing by Australia as well, because there is something called interdiction. Interdiction is when we all put our passport number onto a manifest on an airplane and we are cleared by intelligence whether we can move forward to that next country. Well, Australia certainly would have interdicted these gentlemen from ever coming over on a plane to Australia in the first place. So the idea that this backdoor exists is a little bit of posturing, public posturing by the Australians too.
Are all the detainees on Manus Island refugees and asylum seekers? Because some seem to be inferring that a lot of them are criminals or people smugglers.
By far and away, the people on Manus and Nauru have gained refugee status. That means they have the legal right to not only ask for asylum, which they've done, but their cases have been confirmed to be genuine refugees. I don't have the exact figure, and I don't know if those exact figures have been published, but I do know that it's somewhere around the two-thirds or more mark.
Now, the situation on Manus Island seems to get worse every week. The detainees have now locked themselves inside for nearly 3 weeks, and authorities are now preventing doctors accessing them to give medical assistance. How bad is the situation in the detention centre?
It's acute to the extreme. What's happened just last week is authorities came in and they punctured holes in the water tanks. And they also, the detainees had been taking big garbage cans, cleaned them out, and had been catching rainwater in the garbage cans. They've then put holes in those as well. They're doing everything they can to force these men to move. And remember, when the camps were first closed at the end of October, the detainees were given 1 month's worth of medicines. We have diabetics there. There are people who are suffering from heart conditions, as well as many other different conditions, and those medicines will be running out very shortly as well.
Some senior UN officials have also said that they've never seen a wealthy democracy go to such extremes to punish asylum seekers. Is this one of the worst cases that you've seen?
I can say that the highest echelons in the NGO and official channels have told me off the record they have never seen such systematic, institutionalized abuse to break these men, and it is something that will surely go down as one of the worst and most shameful chapters in Australia's inhumane treatment of boat arrivals.
Yes, it's interesting because Australia seems to have a long history of treating refugees and asylum seekers with absolute disdain, don't they?
They have a strange mix of accepting people from... They have a strange mix. They take four times more per capita of refugees than New Zealand does. So when they go through the UN channels, they are a fairly decent broker on the world stage. However, they also are signatories to the 1951 Refugee Conventions, which says that anybody who arrives, no matter by what means, has the right to claim asylum. And when that happens, suddenly Australia turns into abusers of every right of humanity.
All right, well, just finally, what do you want to see happen now to resolve the situation?
I think time will tell, unfortunately, and the men will have to either survive in the next 4 or 5 months while the UN tries to intervene, while the U.S. tries to vet, and while the Australians continue to stall. And they will be the ones who will have to decide whether they can survive through this. I also think that our Prime Minister should time things carefully, and that if we find that the Australians continue to stall, that their conditions continue to deteriorate, we should then consider seriously acting directly through PNG. Remember that people like Peter Dutton and people like Malcolm Turnbull and every other prime minister since John Howard has used scaremongering about boat arrivals when their poll numbers have gone down. And just last week we saw Malcolm Turnbull's preferred prime minister standing go down to 36%. He is using this to make him look like a strong candidate, as has every prime minister in the last couple of decades since Howard. And unfortunately, it is on these men's backs that this public persona is being pushed.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.